The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
We talked Masters earlier in the week. She was busy last week in Augusta and also busy with the NFL draft a week away. Laura Rutledge from ESPN right now, kind enough to join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Laura, always appreciate the time. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Talk about that experience last week and how that was really something that was on your bucket list, going to Augusta and doing what you did, doing a fine job, might we add.
Well, I appreciate that. And really, the kind words mean a lot to me. I feel like there's so many times when that's not the case, and that's okay, right? Like, we do this job. We know we're going to get criticized, but to have some kind words meant a lot to me. And yeah, I mean, I still am pinching myself. I can't believe that I even got to do it. It was better than advertised there at Augusta. I had always dreamed of it. Like you said, it was a total bucket list item for me. Growing up in Georgia, we never really could afford to go over there and actually see the Masters in person, so we would always watch it on TV as a family. And really a cool full circle moment for my family as well, to be able to watch the coverage and to know that I could be a part of it.
Laura, 30 seconds before the red light goes on a Tuesday night in Bristol compared to 30 seconds before the light goes on Thursday at Augusta. Go.
Okay, so it's funny because, you know, I've done a lot of really high-profile NFL games and things like that, and certainly NFL Live every day, and there's always a little bit of a butterfly moment, right? Like, I firmly believe that if you don't feel that, then you don't deserve to do this job, because somebody else who would care a little bit more and feel it a little bit more should be in your spot. So if the time ever comes where I don't feel that, then I will give my seat to somebody else, and I should do that, right? But so I'm used to those feelings, but this was completely different in Augusta. And I think the interesting thing is you're trying to find the right tone. Like, you don't want to sound necessarily, it is almost like being at church, right? Because of the reverence of the place and what it means. And it's the best event in all of golf. And, you know, for those of us who love golf in general and just love the sport, you revere it. But then you also want to still sound like a normal person, right? So I was in between kind of those two, and, definitely could feel some nerves for sure. But at the end of the day, it's like we're all just enjoying something and celebrating the beginning of spring and a tradition like no other, which is the Masters tournament every year.
So the reason I even put something out on social media, look, I've banged on a lot of people. Just like you said, people have come back and bang on us. That's the way. That's the format. I get all that stuff. But it seemed to me that the tone and tenor was either discussed beforehand and you were the right choice for a lot of reasons, or you guys figured out as it was going on what the tone and tenor was supposed to be. And that's not a very easy thing when you have reverence for what it is you're talking about.
Yeah. We definitely discussed some of it, but it was funny, actually. The people who were responsible for giving me the opportunity, which I'm so thankful for, they had just consistently said, you know, be yourself. I mean, obviously, it's a different tone from, like, breaking news with Adam Schefter on NFL Live or, you know, doing an NFL playoff game, the divisional round of the playoffs, and it's just chaos down there on the field, and it's like the energy's revved up in the place. It's totally different from that, but I think common sense would tell you that you do dial it back a little bit, but you also still bring energy. The cool thing about Welcome to the Masters is it's an important initiative for Augusta National that they do want to extend these open arms to people who may not be golf fans. And, there were so many people that complain, and I understand that we're not showing the golf. It's because we can't, really, until
right.
Three. So that's the whole point of the show, is like a little sprinkling of golf where we can. We try to push a little bit. I kept saying to the producers, I'm like, ooh, could we check in on that grouping? Like, let's see what Scottie Scheffler's doing. Let's see what Tiger's doing, because we did have, you know, some of the opportunity where Tiger was out there. we can't really show a ton of that. So the point of it really is more to say, here's a behind-the-scenes look at this incredible place and a seat at a table that really none of us would get if not for the doors that Augusta National opened for us during that show.
Laura Rutledge from ESPN with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. We'll talk some NFL draft momentarily, speaking of which Nick Saban is going to be a part of ESPN's coverage, as we all know, a week from today. But you got to sit down in Augusta with Nick Saban, and we saw a completely different guy. I mean, we've talked about it on the air. He's got a completely different look in his eyes now, does he not?
Yeah, retirement's suiting him well, guys, and it is pretty cool. I mean, you know, just being on these Zoom meetings in preparation for the ABC draft coverage, which I'm a part of with Coach Saban. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, we're sitting there in the Zoom, and you know, it just says Nick Saban under his picture, and he's so dialed in. He's been watching a ton of film. He really wants to be good at TV. It was funny. I'll peel back the curtain a little bit for you guys. After we finished that interview at Augusta, I went into something else. We're leading to a Christo Lamprecht feature right after that, and we had to move some things around because we didn't know if we were getting Coach Saban. He kind of just, like, showed up, and of course, you're going to kind of stop whatever you're doing and just let him on the show if Nick Saban shows up. So we were bobbing and weaving a little bit, and producer got in my ear and was like, all right, we're going to the Lamprecht feature now, which was a lead-in on camera. There's no teleprompter. You know, there's nothing like that in a place like, you know, where we were for Augusta National. So Coach Saban stopped me after that when the feature was running, and he was like, how did you know what was next? How did you know what to do, and what are they telling you? And I mean, he wanted to know the minute details of TV, which I thought was really interesting and speaks to who he is as just a human being. You don't get to the level of success that he's had without being detail oriented. We know that's who he is, but for him to have that same attention to detail on his new job, I thought was pretty profound.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
All right, we'll do a little NFL. We'll actually touch a little bit on your college life and how it, living in the South here, we know certainly what the SEC means. But you also understand the vagabond life of Major League Baseball, do you not?
I do, yes. That's how I got my start in the business, guys. And, I mean, grew up a Braves fan, obviously, growing up in Atlanta. But then, you know, my first job out of college was I was the reporter for the Tampa Bay Rays for a couple of years and then reporter for the San Diego Padres before I started with SEC Network in 2014.
And your husband actually lived that life himself, did he not?
He did, exactly. So it was funny because we didn't meet in baseball at all. We actually met at a tailgate in Tuscaloosa. He was an Alabama player, and I was back there for Alabama-LSU game in 2011. But then, you know, funny enough, I end up, like, I was already kind of living the vagabond baseball life, and I end up stuck doing it with him, too. But it was well worth it, obviously.
So what is Thanksgiving or Christmas
really cool.
like? Because he's bona fide Alabama. You're bona fide, look, from the state of Georgia, go to school in Florida. What are those family get-togethers like in the beginning?
Well, the problem is Florida hasn't been very good since we've been together. And that's pretty, like, bad if you're a Florida fan, because Josh and I have been married for 10 years. And during that decade, we haven't been very good. And Alabama has consistently had the upper hand. So being somebody that covers this daily, I'm like, I can't even really argue with you, because your team is better than my team. And I don't know what else to say about it. But definitely the funny thing is with our daughter Reese, who, you know, we're trying to like figure out which team she's going to root for. And she taught her entire preschool class in Connecticut how to say Roll Tide. And I'm like, well, wait a second, where's the Go Gators? Like, this is, I got to get control of this situation before it gets out of hand.
Things are getting beyond personal now, Laura.
Exactly.
Laura Rutledge is with us from ESPN. So with the draft coming up, I think doing the NFL live show and doing Augusta, you talked about sometimes having a prompter, sometimes not having a prompter. This is where you separate the pros from the people that want to do this, because you just never know what's going to be coming up.
Yeah, it's such a unique event with the NFL draft. And you really have to not only understand the prospects inside and out, but you also need to understand the needs of these NFL teams that are going to be wanting to trade up. This is a fascinating year, especially once you get past really the number one overall pick, which is going to be Caleb Williams, barring some sort of crazy unforeseen circumstance. So really at two, I mean, we're talking about this on NFL Live yesterday. The Commanders had basically every quarterback and their mom visiting. That means they don't know who they're going to pick, right? Why would you do that? You would have guys in, right? But you would kind of, by this point, a week away, you'd be committed to somebody at two. So that's fascinating. You got the Cardinals there at four. What are the Patriots going to do? I think you have to have, in this particular event, such an understanding on all sides, knowing the college side certainly, but also knowing the NFL side and the needs that they may have, and really having those picks ingrained in your head, because it happens so fast, guys. You wouldn't believe. I mean, watching at home, I'm sure sometimes people are like, man, this thing's slogging along, get the pick in, but it's going a lot faster than you would think.
I'm going to deny this at some point later, but I am going to say that the guy I work with, in terms of what the job is to be a point guard, to figure out where to go, why, when, and how, I'm a big fan of the point guard on these shows. Ernie Johnson, I think Sam Ponder, you have that responsibility a lot of times on that desk, and I have great respect for the people who have to really rein it in at times when somebody is screaming in their ear and their ear alone. So congratulations on that. That was the other thing that I liked. I thought at the Augusta stuff that it didn't feel like that, and you had a chance to actually be a little bit more personable that whole couple of hours.
Thank you. I really appreciate your feedback, and I'm going to share it. Even if it were negative, I would share it with our bosses too, because I respect the heck out of what you guys do. And I love radio. I got my start in radio when I was still in college. Only wanted to do radio, by the way, so the joke's on me, because I didn't end up getting to do that, but I'm trying to get back in. So maybe one day, maybe I can come join you guys one day, like in person, and give all this ESPN stuff up.
Well, be careful what you wish for, Laura. Yeah. That's all I'll tell you.
We are hot on the AM dial, though. I will tell you that. If you have going back to AM radio, we're your guys.
We have an FM set.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have an app as well. Laura, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on fulfilling the Augusta dream, and we'll be watching next week with the draft a week from tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. And if you ever need a little old me to come back on the show, just you know how to find me.
And vice versa, the door is always open. Laura Rutledge from ESPN with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.